They say, Dr. Milhouse, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Virginia Leonard, VirginiaLeonard. Date of birth 02/17/1991. Date of appointment March 3rd, 2026. Requesting physician Nicole Santiago, NICHO. LESANTIAGO FNP. Dear Nicole Santiago, I have the pleasure of seeing Virginia Leonard today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 35-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who had a seizure 1 week ago. This is a first-time seizure. She had a hysterectomy done on December 1st, 2025. After that, she was taking Xanax. She stopped taking and then she had a seizure. She was not feeling good on that day. She had a seizure at about 11:30 p.m. She was on the bed. When she woke up, she was on the other side of the bed. She bit the tongue, no incontinence, postictal confusion was present. Nobody witnessed the seizure, but boyfriend witnessed the postictal state. She went to the emergency room, CT of the head done, which was read as negative. Capra was started. 500 milligram two time daily. She has a backache and she is on baclofen. She is taking Seroquel for sleep. After the seizure, her tongue is numb, back of the throat is numb. She has a numb teeth. She is having severe back pain. She is seeing the ortho. Past medical history. Past medical history. Seizure, back issue, sleep problem. Past surgical history, hysterectomy. Allergy to amoxicillin, penicillin, morphine, medication Capra 500 milligram. Two time daily, baclofen 20 milligram, Seroquel. Social history, she vapes, does not drink alcohol. She's working at the Dunkin' Donut. She's single, lives with the boyfriend, have 5 children, family history, mother alive with blood clot, thyroid problem. Father committed suicide, one sister with seizure, one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, depression, anxiety, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, NEXAPLE, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, neuphysia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveals presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 35-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, back pain. Number 3, lumbar radiculopathy. Number 4, degenerative disc disease of the lumbar spine. Number 5, depression. Number 6, anxiety. Next paragraph. This is a first time seizure, but patient has a strong family history of epilepsy, so I will continue the Keppra 500 mg 2 times daily. I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. Patient has a numbness, tingling in the feet and back problem. I would like to order EMG of the lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office when all this tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.